This is Fresh Air. The Caine Mutiny Court Martial is the final film by the Hollywood director William Friedkin, who made The Exorcist and won the Oscar for The French Connection. Premiering this weekend on Showtime and Paramount Plus, it's a present-day adaptation of Herman Woke's story about a trial of a ship's officer accused of wrongly ousting his captain, played by Kiefer Sutherland. Our critic at large, John Power, says that it uses an old-fashioned story to comment on culture today.
Back in the 1970s, Hollywood was aroused from its torpor by a collection of brilliant, difficult, occasionally berserk filmmakers, including Francis Coppola, Martin Scorsese, Robert Altman, and Elaine May. This crew of easy riders and raging bulls, to borrow from the title of the book by Peter Biskind, pushed movies to the center of American culture. One of the ragingest bulls was William Friedkin, who died on August 7th at the age of 87. Friedkin became a superstar director thanks to two hugely influential hits, The French Connection and The Exorcist, whose 50th anniversary is this year. These movies popularized a visceral, in-your-face style of filmmaking that too many directors have since embraced. But like many in that hubristic time, Friedkin overreached. After his 1977 thriller Sorcerer flopped, he spent the next 45 years making movies, some interesting, some not, yet never again caught the zeitgeist. Few things could sound less zeitgeisty than his final film, The Caine Mutiny Court-Martial. Launching this week on Paramount Plus and Showtime, it's an updated version of a stage play adapted from Herman Woke's 1951 novel, itself the source of the 1954 movie starring Humphrey Bogart. Where Woke's original story centered on events aboard a Navy ship in the World War II Pacific, Friedkin's movie is a bare-bones courtroom drama about a naval mutiny in the present-day Persian Gulf. Jake Lacy, whom you'll know from White Lotus, plays Lieutenant Steve Merrick, the honest, fresh-faced first officer of the USS Caine. He's charged with mutinously ousting the ship's captain, Philip Francis Queeg, that's Kiefer Sutherland, during a typhoon that threatened to sink the ship. Merrick is defended by Lieutenant Barney Greenwald, that's Jason Clarke, who recently played the villainous Inquisitor in Oppenheimer, a naval lawyer who's been essentially ordered to handle the case. And so the trial proceeds, with the prosecutor, played by a steely Monica Raymond, trotting out witnesses to demonstrate that Captain Queeg was fit to command. In response, Greenwald seeks to show the court, led by the late Lance Riddick in his final screen role, that Queeg is in fact a petty, compulsive tyrant who cracks under pressure. In essence, Queeg, too, is on trial. Here, in cross-examination, Greenwald asks Queeg about the claim that he altered some of the ship's logs to cover up his mistakes.
Did you offer to alter the logs and not report the incident?
No, I did not. Alterations are not permitted.
Lieutenant Merrick testified under oath, Commander, that you made such an offer. Not only that, but you begged and pleaded with him to alter the logs in return for which you promised to hush up the story completely and make no report.
Well, that's just not the truth.
There isn't any truth in it at all?
It's a complete distortion of what I've said. My version is the exact truth.
You deny the proposal to alter the logs and hush up the story?
Yes, I deny it completely. That's the part that he's made up, the crying and the pleading. It's fantastic.
You're accusing Mr. Merrick of perjury.
I'm not accusing him. He's accused of enough as it stands. I'm just saying you'll hear a lot of strange things about me from Merrick. That's all I'm saying.
Although stodgy, The Caine Mutiny Court-Martial is the kind of well-oiled theatrical vehicle that actors love being part of. Always sneaky good, Sutherland finds a likable side to Captain Queeg that the saturnine Bogart didn't. Lacy deftly tiptoes the line between Merrick being honorable and credulous. And Clark bristles as Greenwald, who's irked that in order to save Merrick, he'll need to destroy Queeg. Now, the original story resonated in a 50s America where countless ordinary men, like Woke himself, had served during World War II and knew the life and death stakes of commanders' decisions in the Pacific Theater. But this version is set in the Persian Gulf with an all-volunteer navy and no sea battles. It has no present-day urgency. The only thing that feels truly modern is the diversity of its cast. While Friedkin made his name with movies that worked you over, he was actually an erudite man interested in the world around him. What attracted him to this story is not, I think, a fascination with military justice in World War II or the Gulf. Rather, the film is better seen as an elaborate metaphor, an old man's oblique commentary on a contemporary society that, he feels, doesn't like to grapple with the messy complexity of human behavior and the elusiveness of truth, a society that rushes to harsh judgment of individuals, ignoring the totality of their deeds and condemning their trespasses, even minor ones. Which may be another way of saying that the movie is personal. Although Peak Friedkin was closer to Captain Ahab than Captain Queeg, he knew what it was like to be called a tyrant and monomaniac, and be attacked for the politics of some of his movies. Given his own checkered career, it feels fitting that his valedictory film should be about the slippery morality of those who cast the first stone.
John Powers reviewed The Caine Mutiny Court Martial this weekend on Showtime and Paramount Plus. On Monday's show, Iranian-American filmmaker Maryam Keshavarz. She was banned from returning to Iran after the release of her first feature, Circumstance, about Iran's youth underground culture and two young women who fall in love. That film and her new film, The Persian Version, won an audience award at Sundance. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, Al Banks, and Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. I'm Tanya Mosley.